Ben Moore has been in love with bees for as long as anyone can remember. And as far as we can tell, the feeling is entirely mutual. Although he still sometimes feels the sting of his passion. Hang around, learn a little. It's as sweet as honey and always a buzz. It's the Ultimate Pollinators Podcast with Ben, his friends and associates, and of course, Ben's bees.
Hello everyone, Bees with Ben. I am absolutely thrilled and electrified for this particular episode. Absolutely awesome. We're going to learn plenty of stuff, many, many things. So I'm really absolutely thrilled to have Simon on from Steritech. Now, before we grab Simon and sort of have a quick yarn with him, I actually get about half a dozen pallets every year zapped. Now, I say zapped, I have no idea with the technology. All I know down at Steritech is there is a ton of concrete, which we're going to hear all about that when they first sort of set it up. But I get it zapped as far as the prevention of, you know, disease and pest management, you know, so I get it zapped. So when in doubt, I get it zapped. I throw it on a pallet and wrap it up, and we're going to hear all about it. So I am super excited. Thank you so much for your time, Simon.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
No, this is really, really cool because we're going to learn lots of stuff because I use the word zapped, right? So we're going to hear all about this sort of, I guess, the technology. But let's first of all, when did you first start working at Steritech?
So I started working at Steritech in 2009. It was a casual job for me while I was doing a plaster apprenticeship. And slowly it just took over and I left my apprenticeship and went to Steritech full time. Now that was at the Steritech Narangbar facility in Queensland.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then I eventually moved down to Victoria to continue my Steritech journey at Merrifield.
That's awesome. So you've done the reverse Mexican thing because most people, you know, most Victorians head north. You get the nice warm weather, especially this time of year. So you've done the reverse.
Yeah, Victorian people do bring that up to me.
That's funny. So as far as, so you're in Merrifield. So let's talk. So there's quite a few Steritechs throughout Australia. So how many are there and where are they located, Simon?
So Steritech Merrifield's the fourth facility to be opened. Steritech Merrifield opened up in 2020 in January. The first facility was in Dandenong.
Yes.
And that's in Victoria. We have a facility in Wetherill Park in New South Wales. And we also have a Queensland facility in Narangbar.
Okay, interesting. And so why was it first, so when we look at Steritech, what's the and we're going to talk all about obviously the beekeeping side of things, but obviously what was it set up for? Is there one particular industry that sort of really required something to be sterilized?
Yeah, so originally it was Ansell, the glove manufacturing company.
Ah.
And it was bought and changed hands, and it's now kind of what it is today. So I can't give you a lot of history about the origins of Steritech going from Ansell to Steritech, but Steritech started in the 70s.
Interesting. Okay. So, because I used to take my stuff, it'd sort of be over a decade ago, down to Dandenong. And and so I actually, that's for the listeners, that's Dandenong, just in the sort of the southeast suburbs of Melbourne. And obviously, you know, with, you know, various foods, once again, we're going to talk about it because I'm sure beekeepers only fill this sort of small gap. It's all this, you know, we're only like a tiny sort of small fry in the big pond when it comes to getting things irradiated. But yep. Yeah, take it down to Dandenong and now I take it all to Merrifield or sort of near, is it Micklem? Merrifield? Is Merrifield its own suburb? Is it?
I think this is called Merrifield City. It is in Micklem. So the industrial estate is called Merrifield.
Okay, the industrial estate is Merrifield. And I take my stuff down there because you've got a great crew down there and a bunch of Colombians and love having a yarn with them. They're actually, you know, full of smiles. I absolutely love it down there. I know. So obviously things like food, you know what I mean? Once again, we're going to get into the aspect as far as beekeepers and their technology.
Yep.
But so food. So when I was down there last week, I just had two more pallets. I just needed to get zapped. There's a whole heap of wheat coming through. So the wheat has to get zapped.
Yeah, so Steritec has ties with a lot of different industries. So we service the fresh produce industry, the agricultural industry, beekeeping, medical industry. And I suppose there's different types of things you do in agriculture and beekeeping and fresh produce. So maybe some history of Merrifield.
Yes, please, yeah.
So Steritec Merrifield was kind of created to further service the fresh produce industry.
Okay.
So we're about 20 minutes away from the Epping Market and a couple hours away from Mildura. So Steritec irradiate fresh produce because of fruit fly.
Oh,
so there's certain So there's certain markets around Australia and internationally that don't have fruit fly, and the ecosphere is very important to keep the same. So we are one method to be able to send fresh produce to certain markets around Australia and internationally.
Interesting. Okay, interesting. And you just mentioned before, Simon, about the medical. So what would get sort of irradiated or zapped, you know, in that sort of medical industry?
Steritec Merrifield a lot of the medical product is at the other facilities, Dandenong, Wetherill Park, and they use ethylene oxide, and that's for medical packs and things like that for hospitals.
Ah, interesting. Okay, of course. Yeah, they need to make sure if someone's getting surgery and their gallbladder removed,
yep.
everything needs to be sterile. And obviously, yeah, exactly. That's really, really yep. cool. And with the produce, so things like, as I said, say wheat, and it makes sense, obviously, you know, fruit fly and various other pests and diseases and things. So, and we'll talk about, I suppose, before we talk about the technology, you mentioned it was set up in Merrifield, was set up in 2020. How long did it take to get it set up? Because I remember you gave me a little tour quite some time ago, and the concrete walls. Tell us about the concrete trucks.
Yeah, so it took about a year to build the facility. I suppose the planning for Steritec Merrifield happened 10 years ago. However, they started the build in 2019. We have a concrete bunker where everything is irradiated in.
Okay.
The reason that concrete bunker is there is to make sure that the radiation that stays in the bunker,
yes,
and that we're safe to work outside.
Okay.
So some of the walls are up to 5 meters thick, and from memory, it works out to be a concrete truck pouring every 30 minutes for 30 days to be able to fill the bunker to what it is.
Wow, that's it.
That's a lot of concrete.
That is a lot of concrete. It's not the sort of thing you'd say, okay, all right, the big boss upstairs, yeah, we're going to move it to somewhere else. That's incredible. It's and I know if there's a nuclear fallout, I know where I'm heading now. go hide in there.
Exactly.
That's funny. So now, what about the technology? Because so. That's what I'm fascinated about, because I use the word zapped, right, or radiated.
Yep.
So what exactly is that? Because there's different degrees of, say, getting, you know, grapes done compared to, say, pig's ears from China. So how does that technology actually work?
So Merrifield is the first E-beam X-ray full pallet irradiator in the world. So the technology for E-beam and X-ray is essentially powered by electricity.
Oh.
So a kind of really brief version of it is that power is generated and then, electricity is drawn from the main power. That electricity is turned into radio frequencies,
yes,
and then the radio frequencies are converted to the E-beam. So we have E-beam and X-ray. The way that we create X-ray is the E-beam hits a metal converter made of tantalum and it converts it into X-ray, and that's what we do beehives with.
Okay. So that's interesting. So, and that, is that technology different? Well, yeah, it is different because it said it's new, but it's so compared to Queensland and say Dandenong, because that's a different type of process, isn't it?
Yeah. So all three other sites are using cobalt 60, which is a radioactive source that emits gamma rays. It's the same ionizing radiation, just through a different application.
Okay. Using cobalt. But now that kind of sort of makes sense, because when I used to take my stuff down to Dandenong, it'd come out and it'd have it wasn't an offensive smell, but it would have I think the things had an odor. And once again, not an offensive, odor or not a dangerous odor, but it actually smelled different. And that's one thing I've noticed going to Merrifield, taking my products, my pallets there, there's no smell. So it's interesting because of the two technologies as far as there. But one thing I love about, obviously, Merrifield, you can stack them, 2.4 metres high.
Yes. So I guess when Steritech Merrifield was built, the intention was always to be able to irradiate full pallet beehives, like our facility in Queensland, because a lot of beekeepers that would send their product to Dandenong had to individually wrap hives and send them down, which is a lot of work.
Yes.
So beekeepers are now able to stack usually up to 42 hives per pallet.
Yep.
Onto a pallet and send them to us, and we take care of the rest.
Yeah, interesting. It's what I'm going to do as well, Simon. So I'm going to put in the show notes so anyone, so all the listeners can check out the website, because you've got some great information as far as how, if you're a beekeeper and you're going to get something zapped, whether it's a single box or if it's, a pallet, a massive sort of pallet full of bee sort of stuff. So I'll put in the show notes the website for the listeners to check that out. So as far as now, I know one thing, you guys hate, and you get a, not only does, if you're a beekeeper, you get a smack on the bum if you get this and a fine, is leaking honey. How often does you get honey leaking? Does that happen much?
It doesn't happen that often. I think because we were a new facility, we were able to really meet and speak to all the beekeepers directly. And, occasionally it does happen.
Yes.
It's more so happens when a beekeeper hasn't got time to come and pick his hives up, and they might spend a couple of weeks here. It's more when a leak happens.
Oh, okay.
But the beekeepers are really good at making sure that their pallets are wrapped on the top and bottom, which we ask to do, so that your pallet's completely secure, because we don't want honey, we don't want a mess.
No.
And we don't want bees getting in and out of your hive.
Yes. Yeah, interesting. It's I must admit, I got a smack on the bum. This is a long time ago in Dandenong. Somehow, I don't know, it must have been a frame with a small amount of honey. And yes, I got the email saying first and last warning. So I made sure it never ever happens again. So it's if any beekeepers are listening and you're getting it zapped, to just make sure it doesn't leak, because honey's worse than car grease. You get a small amount of it, it just spreads everywhere. So it's absolutely horrible. So
I suppose for context, it's if we do have a leak, it doesn't just leak in one spot, it leaks all the way around our conveyor system. So it's not the fact that it's a little bit of honey somewhere. It'll be a little bit of honey everywhere.
Everywhere. Interesting. which you don't want that, do we?
It's a lot of cleanup.
A lot of cleanup. It's the smack on the bum and the fine. Now, with regards to, you just mentioned about the conveyor belt. So Benny brings his pallet full of hives and frames, and he's getting it zapped. What's the time frame, so from actually, starting that process to it coming out the other end? Roughly how long is that? say for beehives?
So it takes an hour and a half to process one beehive.
Okay.
So the way Steritech Merrifield is set up is a little bit different to every other site in the fact that we don't have a pallet in, pallet out system. So we batch a pallet per commodity and market. So we generally have to wait for beehives to arrive before we can process them. So we kind of process at a minimum of 6 beehives at a time.
Okay.
And then each beehive spends about an hour and a half per pallet.
Okay. Interesting. So an hour and a half per pallet. But okay.
It's pretty quick. It's pretty quick.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's quick, but then it's at the same time, you know, getting sort of zapped an hour and a half is good. That's a very interesting. And is that, what about other things? Does that vary? So let's say, pig's ears.
Yeah. So the dose of a product is based on density and dose map and validation. So some things can go through quite quickly.
Okay.
And some things can take hours to process. So it really just depends what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, so when Steritech Merrifield first opened up, we had a beekeeper generously drop off 5 pallets for us to what we call a dose map, which is essentially a 3D mapping of dose application. So we were able to see how dose was applied to the beehives, and then we could assess how to process beehives going forward. So that started in the early months of 2020, and it's been getting busier and busier as the word got out.
Interesting. Okay. And you mentioned sort of dose rate. Now, I vaguely remember, you know, there's different dose rates for different things. So is it 15K something or other?
Yes. So it's kilograys. So the dose we offer for beehives is 15 kilogray, and that will target AFB, EFB, and a ton of other things. A lot of them that are, the words are a little bit hard to say.
Yes. Okay. Yep. Okay. Interesting. And so that's 15. So 15 kilograys, and then let's say
kilograys.
Okay, so 15 kilograys for say beehives. Now, and I think we spoke, you know, ages ago that pigs ears, that's the highest kilogray. And what would
that be? They get 50. They get 50 kilograys.
50, and okay, and that's for things like is it like foot and mouth, and that'll just completely.
It's because so products will come from overseas, and the Department of Biosecurity will determine that for it to come into Australia, for whatever reason, it needs to get 50 kilogray. Okay. And then so that's the dose we give it.
Okay, so that's it's like a government sort of biosecurity requirement. And then on the bottom spectrum, Simon, so we're dealing, say, with grapes. So say, you know, they get spiders in it or fruit flies. I mean, what's kind of the lowest kilogram?
So the dose for fresh produce that's applied for interstate is 150 gray.
Okay.
And to go internationally, it's 400 gray, so significantly less. So it's a very low dose.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. Okay. Fascinating. Very, very interesting. And so beekeepers, right? So there's a bunch of listeners, you know, I mean, who listen to this podcast from, you know, hobbyist beekeeper with one hive to, you know, commercial beekeepers running thousands. That's obviously the process of, let's say they've got a hive, let's say dead out, it could have been affected with AFB, and, you know, don't want to throw the gear out because, you know, with the apricot of conduct, if it's got AFB, you've got to burn it, and there's a big process there, report it, obviously. So what's the process, say, for a beekeeper with, say, one hive, say a double box hive, to actually bring it to Steritech? Is that recommended to only to go to Dandenong because they take the smaller stuff, or can we come to Merrifield with, say, one beehive as opposed to a pellet?
Absolutely. We'll take any amount of hives. So the great thing about Merrifield is we're not just supplying services to the big guys. We have hobbyists call up that have bought a flow hive, or we have people with a couple of hives at their friend's farm, and we service them all. So if you have a stack of hives, we will irradiate it for you. I guess as well, before I tell you exactly how it happens, it's kind of an interesting topic to bring up, that the Steritech isn't just for people with AFB or diseased hives.
Okay.
And so the word that a lot of beekeepers use is maintenance. So they come to Steritech to maintain their hives and what they perceive as cleaning their hives. So we absolutely do receive beehives from beekeepers that do have AFB, and they would like to get them irradiated because they want to continue using their beehives. We also have beekeepers coming in year after year irradiating their hives because they think it's beneficial to their production of honey or pollination.
Yes, and that's exactly what I do. It's more like a management type preventative as opposed to, yeah, exactly. Interesting.
So the way that someone would contact us is they could either go onto our website, which is www.steritech.com.au, and you'd follow the pathway to the beekeeping industry, or you could give us a call. So usually I get calls from beekeepers because beekeepers have passed out my number to other beekeepers because they've found out about Merrifield and they're telling their friends or their colleagues. A beekeeper will give me a call, and then they'll say, look, I want to send hives to you. How do I do it? So if you're going to send a full pallet, we ask that it meet a few criteria. Yes. So it's in the dimensions of 1.2 meters by 1.2 meters by 2.4 meters.
Yep.
The pallet's under 700 kilograms, okay. So not filled with honey. And then it's wrapped top and bottom so that nothing can get in and out.
Okay.
So a beekeeper might send me a photo and say, hey, I've got this. Is this the right to send? I'll say, yep, absolutely, bring it down. What's required of you is that you fill out an agreement for processing and then a request for irradiation. So that request for irradiation needs to be filled out every time you visit us and drop off hives. So that's something you can download from our website if you have access to the internet, or it's something that we have ready for beekeepers as they arrive, because you know a lot of beekeepers will contact you to say that, hey, I've got 10 pallets of hives, I'm coming down on this date, can you fit me in?
Yep.
Or we also just encourage beekeepers to pop by and drop off the hives as they require.
Okay, cool. It's interesting you mentioned about the beekeepers sort of referring, because I had, that's how I got to sort of know you guys sort of down there, because Tommy Daniels, who gets a lot of his stuff sort of maintained and gets zapped, irradiated.
Yeah,
that's how he passed me on the details. So that's, it's interesting, that sort of word of mouth.
Yeah.
So, yeah, interesting. So
Tommy Daniels is great for a chat. It's always interesting when he comes down.
Isn't he? He's a
really nice guy.
Yeah, nice guy. He's and beekeepers are all, it's hard to find a beekeeper that won't chat. That's so true.
Yeah.
They mentioned obviously getting, so we've got the pallet 1.2, 1.2, 2.4, if it's a full pallet, and being wrapped. Now, the wrapped has got to be in like a builder's type plastic, and that's got to be triple wrapped if I remember right.
So the builder's plastic we request be on the top and the bottom to be able to catch honey if there is any in there.
Okay.
And then it's just a plastic wrap around it. So if you can't wrap your hives well enough, when you bring them down here, we will wrap them for you because we have a pallet wrap.
Yes. Okay.
So a lot of beekeepers will split a full pallet in half so it travels safer.
Okay.
And then we'll stack it, the pallet on top of each other, give it a wrap, and then process it.
Okay, interesting. Okay, so you guys do that. Okay, cool. Now, what about, let's say, Simon, I've pulled some honey, hypothetically, of course, I've pulled some honey off, say, two hives that got AFB. So they've been tested with, you know, Gribbles, and it's got AFB. And I've got, say, 30 kilos in buckets of honey, right? Can I bring that honey down to get irradiated?
Yeah, you absolutely can. Okay. So we would ask you not to send a 30-kilo bucket of honey because the honey is dense.
Okay.
But we can absolutely accommodate buckets of honey to be irradiated.
Okay, so 15 kilo buckets of honey, we can say, okay, get that zap, because, you know, interesting. Yep. Okay, that's absolutely fascinating. That's very interesting. Well, that's
so we can do tools, your suits, plastic hives, flow hives, styrofoam hives, all kind of beehives. So in the state of South Australia, they use 10 frame boxes. We can irradiate them. In Victoria, they generally use A-frame boxes. We can irradiate them. So there's a few. You don't just have to have one type of hive to be able to come to Steritech.
Yeah. Okay. So that's okay. What's the most obscure thing you've ever had asked to get zapped, get irradiated?
Because we are a biosecurity. We're in the biosecurity industry. You do see pretty cool things come through occasionally, like taxidermy animals and things like that.
Oh, wow. That'd be cool. Yeah. Some sort of, vintage, taxidermy sort of, active animal. That'd be very interesting.
Well, when I worked at the Queensland facility, there was a metal band from Sweden that had animal blood all over their instruments, and biosecurity made them come to Steritech to irradiate their guitars. So we've done that as well.
Wow, that's interesting. What an interesting job. It's absolutely fascinating. Because for the listeners too, because was at the Sydney conference, was that last year? You guys had a little stall there. So do you know offhand, Simon, if you've got anything coming up, any stalls, any conferences?
At this stage, no. But we do like to have a presence, because we do want beekeepers to come and chat to us and find out what Steritech's about, because it's in our best interest to help the industry.
Yes. So
I believe there was something a couple of weeks ago in New South Wales. I don't know exactly where it was.
Yep.
However, we try and have a presence once a year at one of the conferences where beekeepers go to.
Yeah, okay, because I remember that was cool. You had a stall there and you could sort of come and have a chat and sort of talk about, the process and that type of thing.
We're always trying to help. So if you have a question, please come and ask us, and we will try and get what you need done.
Yeah, interesting. Well, I've got one last question. Is there any, let's say getting, hives with frames, is there any negative aspects to getting something irradiated?
Well, I suppose that's dependent on your own belief. So we have beekeepers, for example, that have been sending beehives to facilities for 10, 20 years, and they swear by it. So there's a potential for irradiation to maybe break things down.
Yes, okay.
But there's bigger commercial guys that process that, say they've been using the same boxes for 20 years. So
okay, that's interesting.
Something to bring up is that flow hive.
Yes,
those guys recommend that you only irradiate a hive once, as the plastic for the flow hive is a little brittle.
Okay,
will become brittle. Sorry.
Yes. Yep.
But we got to meet them at the New South Wales conference, and they're looking at new ways to be able to accommodate a hobbyist beekeeper being able to irradiate their hives multiple times.
Yeah. Okay. It's, Yeah, very, very interesting. Because it's I use some of the new Plus bases, the plastic base, the Ventilator bases, and I've had some that are zapped sort of multiple times, and I've seen no negative issues at all. So it's kind of, yeah, and it's being plastic. And the same with the wood, even frames. Like it's, you know, you get those frames where rather than throwing them out, you know, you can fill up a box and get them irradiated, and there's no negative aspects at all. So very, very interesting. Well, Simon, that was absolutely really informative. I really enjoyed that podcast. So thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
Awesome. And we'll catch up at a maybe a conference down the track. And thank you again. Really appreciate it. Listeners, how interesting was that? That was absolutely fascinating. I've been so looking forward to hearing about it. So once again, I'm going to put in the show notes the Steritech website and the details, obviously, with the beekeepers to actually learn about that. So very, very interesting. As far as your pest disease management point of view, getting things, you know, maintained and irradiated, really, really cool. So once again, thanks to Simon for his time for doing that. Absolutely amazing. And until next time, let me know if you want to hear something, you got a question, you got a statement. I can even do it anonymous if you like. If there's anything at all, I'm there. Got some really cool episodes coming up. It's winter in Melbourne, so I can sit in my little studio and punch some out until springtime. And until next episode, thank you. And don't forget, take care of yourself, take care of each other, and take care of those bees. Bye for now.